And now, gambling terms. Snake eyes. Rolling ones with a pair of dice. Double down. Doubling the original bet for one more card. Bad beat. When your strong hand gets beat. Illegal gambling can put you at risk. Protect our communities. Play legit and gamble only where it's legal. Learn more now at PlayLegitCO.com. A message from the Colorado Division of Gaming. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
What's the crack? What's the story? How's it going? Welcome to another bonus episode of Stall It. A great one, I hope, as usual.
I hope so too.
And Owen is here, aren't you?
I am.
How are you keeping?
I am well. How are you?
Darren's in a rush. He's stressed.
Darren's in a rush, yeah. You can feel it already. Like, Darren has spent how long outside in the break? And he comes in and goes, how long can we get this done?
5 minutes. 10 at the most. I think that's quite acceptable.
Glenn wants to know.
What does Glenn want to know?
Would you rather?
Oh, I love them. I would, yeah.
Would you rather the ability to see 10 minutes into the future or 150 years into the future?
I feel like
versions of this.
I can already see 10 minutes into the future. Darren's going to be legging out the gap.
I can see. I think everyone can see 10 minutes into the future.
Or how long into the future?
What's
the
150 years.
That's useless. You don't.
What don't want to be. What would you do if it's like looked 150 years into the future and it was just black?
Oh,
blackness. Like it was gone.
Oh. That's what it's going to be anyway. You're going to be dead in 150 years, so it is going to be black.
No, but not for you, but you could see what is happening.
Yeah.
Not from your perspective, but like just in general.
Ah, you'd keep it to yourself. You wouldn't want to share that knowledge that the world's going to end.
I'd tell everyone. Who would you tell? You'd be dead.
No one would believe you.
Who would you be saying it to?
Well, you could spend the rest of your life letting the world know that the end is nigh. No, I'd see 10 minutes into the future and stick a bet on a horse or something.
Ooh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good now.
Or like convince people that I have superpowers and just be like,
you're going to say this.
There's going to be a blue car passing by in 10 minutes.
You'd make a career out of that.
Yeah.
Easily. You'd be a billionaire.
Oh, man. Clean up. That's no brainer. 10 minutes into the future. Easy, Glenn.
You could fulfil your claim that you would score, what was it, 5 or 6 goals in the Premier League?
Yeah.
If you could see that far in the future, despite your physical limitations.
Well.
You could play up front and you know exactly where the ball is going to be. Loads of tap-ins.
Pick them off.
Take 6 months to work on your tap-ins.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I've spent 33 years practicing my tap-ins.
Imagine you being interviewed.
Post-match?
On Match of the Day.
Love it.
The shit you'd be coming out with.
I love it.
Referee conspiracies.
That all in on it?
Alien referees.
All in on it.
You wouldn't have to train either.
I just know where the ball is going to be.
Yeah.
But in 10 minutes, I'd have to get the time and really, really...
But, right.
But what I just
for the
see...
Time you're thinking about it, you're just standing there like that, on the pitch.
Hatching.
Just standing there like, not even with us.
Yeah.
So you're going with 10 minutes, both of you?
10 minutes, yeah.
I'm going, just to be different, I'm going to go 150 years and see what the crack is.
I'll be grim.
You wouldn't want to see it. I don't even want to see 10 years in the future.
I do.
Another from Glenn. A different Glenn, I think. This is another Glenn.
What's the odds, huh?
Yep. This is the Glenn who's been listening through episodes and emailing us from time to time.
Glenn. Oh, yeah. How's he getting on?
He's up to episode 94.
Lord have
mercy.
This
was as of Saturday.
Wow.
So he's up to episode 94. He says, Jesus Christ, Joe tries awful hard to say outrageous things.
I wonder what he was listening to.
Well, he lists three that have caught his ear. Number one, there's no way Joe actually didn't know chicken soup was a thing.
Was that long ago?
Oh, yeah.
90s, in the 90s, okay.
Well over a year since.
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
Since you crossed that line.
I'm still, yeah, that's, I'm still standing on that hill.
Yeah, I haven't found your way back. Number two, Glenn says, I refuse to believe Joe thinks there's absolutely no skill in fishing.
I Yep. Does not. Does not. It's fishing. It's throwing a rod and a piece of string into the fucking water. Like
fish.
The fish chooses the bite.
Number three. I absolutely refuse to accept when Joe said a pilot gets 80k a year whereas a bus driver gets 50. It's not that much difference. As if 30 grand a year is not a huge amount of money.
Relatively speaking. And after you pay taxes and everything, like, it's not 30 grand cash in hand. When you reach that 50 grand threshold, you're paying whatever 49% tax. So it's only 15 grand a little bit. It's not going to make that much of a difference to you. If you're a pilot, there's a very big difference between driving a bus and flying an airplane. People, you're flying through the air in a big metal board with people on it, you know, their lives in your hands. I know you can say the same thing for a bus, but buses go slow.
Safer on a plane than a bus.
Statistically speaking, just saying, it's not as, you know, how many bus crashes is that? Many people die on buses in Dublin, in Ireland, in Dublin.
I'd say there's definitely more bus crashes than plane crashes.
Yeah, but how many deaths is that?
I don't know.
Now, right. So Glenn.
What do you have to say to Glenn?
Thank you for listening, but like, you've not changed my mind in the slightest.
He wasn't trying to.
Okay. But how would they? That's not an outrageous claim. Neither of those three are.
They must be to Glenn, though.
Yeah.
Glenn is the listener. He pays the bills, right?
Well, Glenn, there's a lot more episodes to go, and you might get a little bit more frustrated as to go on.
Actually, it gets a lot heavier.
Like, does it?
If you think chicken soup is the fucking ceiling.
I think the archaeology one might have been the low point. A lot of people were pissed off with that.
I can't believe you don't believe me.
Don't spoil it for him.
Sure, he'll be up to date when he's listening to this.
Liam doesn't have a question, he's just perplexed.
Okay. Hello.
Regarding our friend Joe.
Again?
I know we often spend these bonus episodes reading out these criticisms of Joe. But they are often the funniest emails we get.
Does he go on to say anything else? Or he's just perplexed.
Yeah, he goes, hello, Owen and the lads. I'm emailing because Joe's confusion over what a bee is, what a wasp is, what a blue bottle is, and then what a fly is, sounded like something Carl Pilkington would have come out with. It does. I have to agree with Liam there. He says, I can't believe Joe is the age he is without understanding what different insects are. God almighty.
I felt like Joe was more intelligent for that. Too intelligent for that to be.
I'm not going around looking at bees' arses to see what kind of fucking animal it is. Oh, what's this? Let me get me fucking hands and knees to see if it has if its sting comes out on a...
You would consider yourself a curious person, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
curious about
so,
the world
yeah.
around you.
Yeah. Okay. I'm still not so sure. I'm still not sure the difference. If you showed me a wasp or a bee and a fly, I know what a fucking fly is.
You'd know the difference between a wasp and a bee.
I don't know if I would.
Bees are just big fucking hairy yolks. Big bees. Any more?
Anthony.
Ando.
Would like to know.
Ando. Ando.
Continue. That's
sketch,
a summons.
Sketch for the
that's a summons.
Frankie will be here in 5 minutes.
Walk in and go, today I'm in the podcast. Podcasts were invented by Jerry Podcast.
I love that only about 50 people that listen to this podcast will probably get that reference.
Yeah.
Like, it's so obscure. But I love it. I love it.
Good at the owl impressions, aren't they?
Love that.
Do another one.
Can you do me?
It's too close or something. Like, it's too similar. It's too Dublin.
Is it?
I need to like go out like a bit, maybe to Donegal or something and say, hello there, I'm Eric Roberts and I'm so excited to be here as a guest.
That's really good. That is really good. Because you could just do a Donegal accent, but that's just fucking Eric Roberts right there. Like, that's perfect. It's like being in the room with him.
I'd say I'm really happy to be here.
Drifting now. It's drifting.
It's gone. Let's go to the next. Any more? Do you want me to do...
Did he say continue to say why he was perplexed?
Liam, no, we left Liam. This is Anto.
Oh, Anto. Oh, shit. Yeah, yeah. We just said his name. Okay. Anto.
Yeah. He wants to know, what's the more iconic landmark between the Spire and the Perpetual Motion Motorway Ball in Nace?
What? But it's not in motion.
I know. It's the motorway ball, we call it.
Okay.
The ball that's at the hope. Metal thing?
No, you know, on the way out to Kildare, there's a big ball on the motorway and it looks like a road that's wrapped up. Yeah. That heap of shit.
I feel like the Spire.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. The fuck sort of question is that? Why did you want to know? And you're asking two dubs that as well.
That's some question.
That's a blatant mad one.
It got read out though. It got read out.
It is iconic though. The other one is iconic.
Yeah.
Five Lamps though. Five Lamps for me is my favourite Irish landmark.
Luke Kelly Head
is probably my least favourite.
Portal.
Okay, yeah, that's my least favourite. The Halfpenny Bridge, is that a landmark? Like, that's not something that was just kind of, that's not like an art installation. That was just a fucking bridge that they built. The Pool Bay.
Molly Malone statue.
The Saucy Oak, yeah, I like that one. That's iconic.
Is that all he asked?
That's it. So, James is American. He's never had a spice bag. He doesn't even know if this looks like a spice bag. But he has just designed for you your very own very good spice bag logo.
That's a fucking AI job.
Can I see it?
That's a nice way to greet someone making such a kind, thoughtful gesture, isn't it?
Yes.
I think that's pretty good.
I think that's pretty good too.
ChatGPT, no?
I think that's a graphic design.
Whatever it is, I like it.
It's not a logo though.
And for a man that doesn't know what a spice bag is, pretty impressive take. But that's fucking popcorn chicken in that.
That is popcorn, yeah. Rather than like shredded chicken.
But it's chicken. And it looks spicy and there's some veg and chips going on. So I say 9 out of 10.
Yeah. I'm sick of waiting to taste this spice bag.
Where's he from?
I'm sick of waiting as well.
I know, what the fuck?
James doesn't say where in the US he's from.
Irish in the US or...
I don't even know if he lives there, but he is American, he says. He said, yeah, I just heard the Fiverr logo. This is a couple of weeks he sent us in now. He wanted to try his hand at a logo for you. He says it needs work, but he put it together on his lunch break.
Oh, wow. If you really did do that, then I'm very impressed.
James followed on a while after with another email to you. He starts off with saying, Darren is an idiot.
Nice. Just to be read.
A lot of people have been starting off their emails with abuse to you.
Big fan.
Yeah,
big
fan. He ain't American.
A couple of weeks back, but James was surprised that you were surprised, Joe, to have met an American that didn't know who Banksy is.
Oh, yeah.
He says, he gives the example of how, for some reason, Nirvana t-shirts have blown up in popularity in recent years. Mm-hmm. And he says, from his experience, a lot of people who wear them haven't the first clue who Nirvana actually are. I think Wu-Tang is a similar one.
It happened with the Ramones as well. Everyone was wearing Ramones t-shirts at one point.
Yeah, but they knew it was a band though.
It was just like, pennies.
It's not
like,
the same.
That's pennies. Bring out band t-shirts and people that go to pennies and get clothes just see that and they're like, it might say Miami. It might say fucking Ramones, Nirvana. They just get it.
I don't think anyone wearing a Nirvana t-shirt is thinking, oh, we just like the word Nirvana. They're thinking, oh, this is a cool retro band. And they know that much at least.
Nirvana,
but if you just have no
band,
idea.
And I don't even wear a Nirvana t-shirts.
It's like not knowing who Andy Warhol is.
James just points out that you shouldn't be surprised that out of 333 million people, especially when you have that kind of carry on going on, he says you shouldn't be surprised that a couple of Americans don't know Banksy or his work. But James said Banksy is his son, his 9-year-old son's favourite artist. Darren Adele tells us, Adele and Breida,
okay.
They were at the live show.
Okay.
They said after the show, one of them offered you a blow of a quotation mark. Remember this?
I remember that, yeah.
You said you're off it. They say, based on recent content, they don't believe that. So this is the second time in...
I'd say the last
space
time
of a week.
I smoked hash, I would have been about, I'd say 16. No lie, like. I've had weed in fucking Amsterdam like a couple of years ago.
Based on recent content?
On the Conways, me and Amy talked about going green and stuff in Amsterdam. Maybe they're listening to both then. I don't know. Did I talk about fucking hash on this?
We didn't get any more detail. Anyway, Adele and Breida just wanted to know if you remembered that interaction.
I do.
There you go.
Yeah.
I like that two of them did like, they signed that with two of their names.
They co-signed it. It came from Adele's email, but they co-signed it.
I love that.
I actually do remember that.
I feel like that's
too... Do you want to drag at this hash joint? I was like, I'm off it.
I'm driving.
But maybe they thought, like, when you say I'm off it, like, I feel like it's thing like you're off it a little while, you're trying to stay away from me.
Mm.
Probably should have said, I don't smoke it. You know, maybe that's where they're getting at.
You should have said, how dare you?
How dare you get that pollen out of my face?
Imagine you spoke
disgust
like that.
Disgust me.
I love the idea of like you stopping your videos and then you just really push. Fantastic. I think that will do delightful on TikTok.
Yes. Are you backing the gym, bro? Yes, I am.
Crinkle.
That's what the people want.
I love it. The real Darren Conway.
Crinkle.
Crinkle, you taste maniacs. Okay, yes, I think I have that.
Crinkle.
Yes, crinkle, you flavour maniacs.
Sound like a man out of Jumanji.
Yeah, the hunter.
Yeah, the hunter.
Alan Parrish.
Another Jumanji reference for your ears there. Got into that.
Oh, stop the lights. Stop them. Stop them now.
50% off student discounts with Expressway.
You little yaddles.
Oh, so no, I do not want your hash joint. Disgusting pollen. Is it squidgy black?
Oh, if that's the case then.
Give it a bit.
Anything else happening here?
No, I think that's it for this
that
week.
All of them. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for listening to the bonus episode of Stall It.
If you have any listener questions you would like to send it to stallish@goloudnow.com.
That's stallish@goloudnow.com.
Why the now? Why did he put now in the email address?
Stall at goloudnow.
Now
I said
.com.
Brilliant.
Fantastic.